Unit 19. Listening. Page 85.
I'm talking to Rita White from Llandudno in Wales. Rita runs a hotel for the tourists here and also helps her husband run a garage. But she has another source of income as well, because in 1999 she set up a women's investment club. Rita, how did you become interested in investments?
It was back in the 1990s. I had an account with a building society that became a public company and was floated on the stock exchange. That made some good profits for the shareholders, and I think my interest in investments started from there.
So you don't have anyone in your family who's a broker?
No, nothing like that.
And how did you start the investment club?
Well, it started with just me and five or six friends. Three of us had some experience of owning shares, one other person through a building society like me. We got some advice from ProShare, that's an organisation who give investment education, and promote investors' clubs like ours, and then we set up.
And why did you decide to make it women only?
Well, we didn't. At least, not at first. Most of us asked our husbands or partners to join us, but none of them wanted to. They just had no belief in it. So, at that point, we thought, fine, we'll make it a ladies' club.
How much did you invest to start with?
£150 each. That was the initial investment. And all members contribute £25 a month.
And how do you decide which stocks to invest in?
Well, we do our research and we decide. We hold monthly meetings at one of our houses and we agree together what we should buy or sell, usually over lunch.
How successful has it been?
We're going through a bit of a low period at the moment, but that's the state of the market. Some of our investments have been very successful, over 10% returns on some of them.
And what do you think of this research which shows that women make better investors than men?
Well, I think no comment on that one.
And this research also shows that women tend to prefer more local companies to invest in. Is that true of your portfolio?
Quite a bit of it, yes. We have several local investments. It makes good sense, doesn't it? Because you're likely to have a lot more background knowledge about that company and how it actually works on a day-to-day basis. One of our most successful investments, for example, was in the local health club. Now, some of our men were a bit scornful about that. I think they thought it was a boring investment. We had the last laugh, though, when it was sold and we made a profit.